Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good afternoon, happy Wednesday, welcome to Indeed. I'm Mike, that's Reg. It's Wednesday, it's the show where we talk about independent wrestling with independent wrestlers, or, you know, just people around the business. So, of course, you know, we're back live. How was your last 2 weeks, Reg? Because we didn't have an episode kind of live last week. We had a bonus episode interview go up.
We had a kind of episode go on last week, but yeah, it's been good. It's been great. I went to West Coast Pro this weekend. Insanely fun show. Shout out to everybody that was out there. Chigusa Nagoya had her final match in pro wrestling history. An amazing match. A lot of great women's wrestling on that show. So this is amazing that we're starting out another Indeed with this amazing lineup of women.
Absolutely. If you've been following anything we've been doing on the podcast this month, you know, we have been celebrating women in wrestling and specifically independent wrestling this month. And again, so we didn't have a live episode last week, but we were trying to get one of our guests, Maya World, on here with us. And because we did have sort of a plan last week, we were going to get some fresh faces in wrestling with us, but unfortunately, couldn't make last week work, but we do. So we did get Maya World here with us last week, and I myself, this past weekend, I went to Alpha One Wrestling in Hamilton. I happened to see one of our guests there, Lainey Luck. So we've also got Lainey joining us today, and then making a return to the show. We were just talking about it before the show, but back in April of last year, we had Shaza McKenzie join us. It was just after Sean Rossap ran in on her at Squared Circle Expo, but just before she beat him at the Berwyn Eagles Club, you know, it was somewhere in that.
There's like 9 months in between.
Yeah, it was somewhere in that time gap. Yeah, but we had Shaza on the show. If you don't remember that, if you don't remember what happened then, I do have a little clip for us real quick.
She's ready. She's ready.
This guy just keeps running in, unsuspected, getting his shit off, beating his knees, your elbows. Oh, he's breaking. I don't know what the.
Hey.
I just.
So, yeah. Fun times. Fun
punched
times.
He punched his computer over.
Ridiculous.
It's a work, brother, but whatever.
Yep, absolutely. But in the meantime, when you were here, you had just moved to America. You've been living in America for a year now. How has the last year been for you?
Crazy. A lot of up and down, and a lot of like, good outweighs bad, but chaos completely, and just. But I mean, the type of chaos that I thrive on and love, so, you know, couldn't ask for more. It's what I thrive on.
Absolutely. And, Lainey, I did just see you this weekend again. You know, how's your last few days been, though? Long time no see.
I know, but probably, 48 whole hours? It's crazy. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, just kidding. It's already Wednesday. That's bananas to think about, but I mean, you know, it's been good. We are recovering from our first couple of bumps back after this whole elbow ordeal, so aside from a lot of Epsom salt baths, we've been good.
Yeah, I was about to ask you about that, because like I saw you tweet yesterday about like you could just bend it to take a sip of pop, but then I'm like, I saw your match on Sunday, and like that shit was bending a lot, so
you'd be surprised how much you can do with just one arm. You know, who needs to wrestle? Clearly not me.
Damn,
it's crazy, wild. Wrestlers coming on talking about injuries or working through injuries. Just a regular indie podcast at this point. Maya is also here joining us. And recently you have been in the news in a good way. You know, had some great showings on Ring of Honor, I think, against Athena. Guide us a little bit through the process of getting to shine on Ring of Honor. How was that?
I mean, it was crazy. I didn't expect to get like an opportunity like that so early on, but Athena is my trainer. So thanks to her, I got to have that match with her, and it was just an amazing experience. Thankfully, it was in front of people. Like, I was in Dallas, so it was in front of people that I knew. So like, the nerves kind of like, I was nervous at first, but as soon as I got in the ring, they were kind of like, I seen a lot of familiar faces, so it was fine. But I mean, it was a great experience.
Awesome.
That's dope. Shaz and Lainey, you've both had you know, some experience working Ring of Honor now, like when they've come through in your areas. Yeah, you know, Lainey, you wrestled Nyla, actually, who you teamed with over the weekend. You know, so you know, what were your experiences stopping through ROH like?
It's always been awesome being there. Like, everyone's really nice and professional, and it's cool to, you know, be on the big show and get to see all your friends that you never get to see anywhere else, get to hear things that you never, you know, hear, like, perspective wise when you're on the indies and stuff. So it's always, for me, it's always a good time to be there.
Shaza?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, I mean, like, exactly like what Lainey said. Like, I think the weirdest thing about it is, especially like for Lainey and I, a lot of the girls, especially that are now there, we worked with them on the independents before they got there. So it's like, we don't see them as regularly as we used to. And now now that's like the only place we do get to see them and catch up and stuff. So it's like, it's always like like going into it, I'm always like, oh no, what's going to happen? Like, is everyone going to be real mean to me for some reason? And then I get there and I'm like, oh no, wait, this is all those people that I've known for years. Why would they suddenly be like, screw you? But of course, my head before it always goes, nah, they're just, today's the day that everyone's just going to bully you.
It's brains do crazy things, you know?
It's true. It's very true. It's weird.
Honestly, I think that's something kind of interesting to like think about, though, because, you know, Shaz and Lainey, you've obviously both worked with Athena a ton over the years. And now, like, you know, kind of we've hit that point in time now where like Athena's training wrestlers, and like you've got this generation of wrestlers that are like coming into the business, like Maya, who are trained by someone you've spent so much time wrestling with. Like, you know, like, what's that like seeing, you know, that kind of like generation come in and be like, oh, you know them, but like in a totally different way than I do?
I think it's like, it's such a it's a fascinating thing every time there's like a new, it's like there's usually like, it's like every like 5 years you kind of get like a generation of like these people see these people. Like, so I can bring it back to like Australian wrestling. And it was a very specific moment. I remember going to the Evolution pay-per-view in 2018. Mm-hmm. And I went with Charlie Evans and Jessica Troy, who are like a generation below me in Australian wrestling. And we were watching this show and I was like, oh my God, like the Iconics, like I was there for the Iconics or whatever, because like those are the girls that I came up with. But then they were like, oh my God, it's Rhea, like, because that is like the generation that she came up with. Like, so like, but like, I mean, we all know each other or whatever, and we've all like met each other throughout the journey, but like at different points of the journey. And it was like a very like, and it's a very similar thing when it comes to like, just the independence and women's wrestling, how it is now. There is so many, like, it's like, there's just like these little, like a few years, and then you're like there's just a different generation, a different generation, different generation. And it's cool. Cause like, it shows that there's more women now. So it shows that something good's happening. Cause like that when the women aren't dying out, there's more, and it's growing and growing and growing and growing. So like, it's just going to be more and more, and it's great.
Yeah, it's like every generation, there's like more and more and more. Like, I feel like we have three generations here. Like, Shaz is before me. Mm-hmm. She put in time before me. And then we have me. And then Maya came after us. And it's just like it used to be, you know, you got the core, however many women that are wrestling, and that's who's booked. And now it's like every state has like 100 women out here wrestling.
How does that feel? Like, oh, no, go for it, Shaz.
So it's like I find it so cool that I've been here for a year, and like even just wrestling within the Midwest, I still like nearly every week am wrestling someone completely new that I haven't, like, because there's just that many women now. Like, there's just always someone new. This, like, and that's the best part about what we're doing right now, that there's right. always more. And
I was going to ask Maya, how does it, because you're in some locker rooms now, Maya, where Lainey and Shaza described there's three or four different generation of women wrestlers that you could kind of, you know, get advice from, get, you know, be around and see how they kind of go through the business. How is it to be in locker rooms with that?
I mean, it's great. I get a lot of great advice, but like they said, it's like when I'm backstage at like AEW, the girls who I'm like there with, like Vert Vixen or like Jasmine, like they know the girls who are like in the locker room, so they're like cool with them, while I'm still like shy a little off to the side, like hi if they talk to me, you know. So I mean, but being in the locker room with them, I like Vert Vixen is someone who I've been really like under her wing a little bit. She's been a really good mentor, and she's one of those people who are like traveling all over the world right now. Like I'm just now like kind of getting out there, so she just gives me a lot of advice about like how to handle different locker rooms and different women all over the world.
That's awesome. Shout out to Vert Vixen.
Shout out Vert Vixen.
We love her.
Yeah, so it's like, I mean, we're commemorating Women's History Month. And like you, everyone's saying here, women's wrestling has grown so much. Since 2018, it's like crazier than you could even imagine. When I make, you know, the BW 500 Black Wrestling List, there, when I was first making it, it was like 20 to 30 Black women's wrestlers. Now there's like 200, 300, 4. There's like so many. It's growing at a rapid rate. Do you feel we're getting shows that are all women shows? We're getting shows that are all promotions that are all women. Are we at the place where we want to be? How does it feel in comparison to 5 years ago? And what are some changes you think we can make immediately to kind of help with women's wrestling? Because it feels like there's a resurgence, a boom, but there's still something more needed to really get everyone to know how great women's wrestling is. We'll start with you, Shaza.
I think when it comes to like wrestling and women's wrestling and like the equality, at the end of the day, I think what my main goal is with wrestling for women would be for us to be seen as equals. And like, I love having all women shows, and I love having women in positions of power and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that a lot of that's happening now. And it's not happening in a sense of like a token choice. Right. And I think that's like, for a while, it was very much like a, well, we've got this woman doing this thing, so like we're supporting women, right? And whereas it should always be based on merit. Like I think like for a while that message got a bit like distorted there, where it was like we just need women, and it was like no, women, like there's a lot of women that are out there working hard and deserve an opportunity, and we just want to be treated as equals. We're not saying right. that men should never wrestle on shows ever again.
Like, no, we are.
And that no men should ever run a wrestling company ever again. But it's like that build towards like treating us all as equals, as like equals as competitors, equals in the business. Like when it comes to like Athena being a coach, right? Like it's so like the idea of women being coaches in wrestling is like, it's still like, that's still such a new, like little like thing. And it's also like, right. there's still a very like, oh, women only train the women. Right. But like, we don't, right. Mm-hmm. We can train everyone. Like there's still like those little bits of like stuff that we have to like get over that are like they're there. Like you have to be aware of them and probably be on our side of it to see it, because you wouldn't, like, the guys aren't going to see it because they're they're like, what do you mean, man? We're giving you guys opportunities, and it's like, but like, yeah, there's just like little things like that, but I think we're in a completely different world to where we were 5 years ago. We're in a incredibly different world to where we were 15 years ago, like when I started. So like we're getting there. We're making good progress. I'm not saying that we're not. It's just like there's little bits that just still need to be like, you know, not look at it as a token thing and look at it as like these are good professional wrestlers, these are good managers, these are good promoters, these are good bookers, these are good storytellers, these are good, all like, not, well, we need a female to fill this role, we need a female to fit this, we need whatever it is.
Totally. The token things make sense because, like, as a Black wrestling fan, it gets kind of annoying to be like, oh, this is the first Black blah, blah. I'm like, we're still doing first in 2024? Yeah. Like, how, like, what? That doesn't even make sense. It feels weird at this point.
Yeah, exactly. It feels very strange to still be like, it should just be, everyone should just be treated equal. We shouldn't be, I don't know, that's a very basic concept, but a hard concept to apparently apply.
It's not the first time her name's going to be mentioned on the show, but there's a tweet that Charlie Evans made like two or three years ago now that's like burned in my brain, and it just shifted my perspective like forever. But there was like, she was wrestling a death match. I think it was in GCW with it was her and I think Rina Yamashita. But they were getting like both these women chant. And she tweeted after the match, she's like, why can't you just chant both these wrestlers? Mm-hmm. And like that, there was like a gunshot in my brain that just like changed my perspective on like how I kind of try to speak and address like everything in a general way from that point onward. It's basically like, you know, we're here this month because we're celebrating women in wrestling. It's Women's History Month, you know, like in a general sense of like the broader scope of wrestling. It's like, yeah, you know, just look at it on a level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just exactly. We all get trained the same. We all go through the same shit. It's just,
So, you know, a lot of kind of 6 degrees of separation, kind of between all of you in some ways. Something that I did have a couple questions for Lainey, and I find it interesting because, you know, obviously, Maya, you're trained by Athena, and Athena's on a just devastating run in Ring of Honor right now, which kind of got spurred on by a match she had with a fellow Canadian, Jody Threat. And, you know, the last couple times now that I've been at Alpha One, happened to see Lainey Luck across the ring from Jody Threat. Wanted to ask, how's it been wrestling in Canada against somebody so beloved and supported by everybody here?
It's sick. Anytime I get the opportunity to share a ring with Jody is a good day, because she's just so intense. Like, she definitely embodies that word 100%. Like, she's gonna give all her all to everything, and those people have seen her from like the very beginning to like where she is now. It's been years and years and years of them supporting her, and it's fun to like get to go in there and be, you know, antagonistic against someone who so many people love and want to see win. And I'm having a really good time up in Canada, especially getting to do all the storyline stuff. We're not just coming in and having like a ladies match or whatever. Like, we need to have a fully fleshed out story and things happening for reasons. And we get, you know, there's going to be a whole culmination. We're going to get an ending. We have our beginning. And it's really cool to be able to do more than just show up and have the women's match and get out of there.
Yeah.
I didn't get to catch the show. Was Nyla good? She didn't turn her back on anybody in the match, or what happened?
Oh no, she did exactly what I paid her to do.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And honestly, I think she might earn a bonus.
Oh, now you're paying people for things too.
Hey,
now you need a bodyguard. Oh, okay.
I had to take the page out of your book.
It's a known strategy, Shazza.
I know because I used it on her.
Okay. Good show though. Everything was on the line.
Oh yeah, it was a great show. Show. You know, like from at least from my perspective, sitting where I was, I couldn't have asked for more. It was dope. Got my ticket for the next show already. Can't wait to go back in May. You know, see. Like Lainey was saying, the thing I've appreciated being at Alpha One really has been every single, almost anything has like had some kind of connecting thread that like ties it to the next show, which is really rare to get in independent wrestling. Like you don't get, you might get like a story or two across like a promotion, like a promotion's entire card, but for like almost every match to have some kind of meaningful connection and like way of setting up an announcement for the next match at the next show, it's something I've really been appreciating. And you know, obviously for it to be like a 15-minute Uber ride from my house is super sick bonus. Never gonna complain about that.
Amazing. Everybody watch that Alpha One show now on Ethan Page's YouTube page, right?
It is, yes.
Definitely check that out. Anytime that we have these kind of discussions, we were getting into people being treated equal. We are still in a day and age of intergender wrestling being a taboo thing and being kind of weird, and people are something about it. Independent wrestling though, we don't look at that like nothing. It's like two wrestlers are gonna wrestle on Thursday. It doesn't matter who's who. Maya, as a younger into this wrestling business type of thing, where do you stand on independent wrestling? Intergender wrestling, have you had many matches against other genders in your short time here?
Yeah, like just this weekend at Inspire, I had a triple threat, and it was me against two guys. Mm-hmm. And then like to win the championship I have at Inspire, it was like me against like five guys. It was like just me and five other guys. So mm-hmm. I've had a lot of intergender experience. And when I was first starting in my class, it was only like me and one other girl who ended up quitting. So like I trained with basically all men coming up. So like, I mean, intergender wrestling, it's nothing. It's just a regular person crossing for me.
That's the funniest part, is like you're saying, everybody just when you train, that's like how you train. Why does it change as soon as you become professional? You know, it's so weird. Right.
Exactly.
I hate it. I want it to change. Shazza, are you still in? You gave us a little bit of insight last time on intergender wrestling. Do you think things have changed since then? Because it still feels like there's not enough of it. There's still, like Lainey was describing, there's the women's match, there's this match, you know what I mean? It's still in a box.
It's like, there's a lot of places that are very welcoming of intergender wrestling, and like where it's not intergender wrestling, it's just wrestling, because we're just wrestlers. It's just two wrestlers wrestling, or three wrestlers wrestling, four wrestling, whatever it is. And there's a lot of places. I'm very blessed to work for a lot of places that do see wrestling as just wrestling, and not, it's when they book me, they don't go, oh no, we need to figure out what female we can find to book her against, like. Or if we can't find the female, then she just doesn't get booked anymore. Because that's the biggest issue when we stop looking at us as all just wrestlers, is like the only people that not having intergender wrestling hurts is the women. Like the only people that get the short end of that straw are the female wrestlers, because we're the ones that miss out on bookings if you can't find another female. We're the ones that miss out on the opportunity to keep growing and learning from hundreds of new people instead of just this small group of people that we're allowed to wrestle and therefore allowed to learn from. Like the only people, the people that are against intergender wrestling are always like, you know, it's so violent, blah, blah, blah. What about the women? Literally the only people that are hurt by not supporting intergender wrestling are the women. So like, just support it.
You hear it like just from the training number that Maya gave of like she's the only woman in her class. Like
I started in a class of 16 people. I was the only female. Like, what was I gonna do? Just wrestle myself?
One or two of them in class.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like exponentially that carries out into the broader like wrestling, you know, like the pool of wrestlers that are out there. Right. So it's like an always like negatively tilted numbers game if you look at it that way.
Yeah.
If I speak, I'll get in trouble if I go any further.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what?
I'm like, what are you saying?
I think it's like there's part of it to me is like there's promoters who are just like, you know, I only see wrestling one way.
Yeah.
And even like you have the you know, yes, as a promoter, I understand, you know, you're trying to maybe cater to what your audience wants. So, you know, if that's what you've been booking for years and that's what they're used to seeing, that's probably what they're going to be used to seeing. But you also, as a promoter, have a power to change that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can dictate to your audience by feeding them, you know, different things and more of certain things. You actually have the power to like dictate to them what their tastes, you know, like you can influence and change your audience's taste by presenting things differently and giving them like different options. You literally might not even know they like something because you just haven't shown it to them yet.
True.
So honestly, like, through the course of the last month, this is like something that I've just heard repeatedly. So like, obviously it's like, it's not, you know, one or two people like having, you know, the same issue. It's like literally just a general issue with people from all territories, you know, like all age ranges, all everything, levels. You know what I mean? At every level of the business. So it's like, there has to be like, it's got to be somebody who actually like decides what is shown that, you know, ultimately makes these changes. So support the promotions that are actually like doing that shit already.
Mm-hmm. Like Glory Pro, I wonder where Van Twinblade is. He hasn't came in to yell at Shaza yet.
Yeah, true. Where's our whiteboard guy from Glory Pro? He was like, I'm gonna show up and bully Shaza the whole show in your chat. And I was like,
he always just has like signs about SAP. It's always like, sure, SAP's gonna kick your ass. And so I'm like, bro, sure, SAP's not at Glory. I'm busy beating up Lainey, okay? Like, I'm busy
beating up.
I'm focused on beating up Lainey at Glory.
They beefing. They beefing on air.
She did win. I will.
Do you want to like work together on Friday though? You think maybe we could like.
Yeah, we should probably because screw those guys.
Yeah, those guys.
Making jiu-jitsu? Deals on air. The guys can see this though. Also,
they're not.
What are they? They're
doing jiu-jitsu.
They're boys. Stuff. They don't understand. They won't even figure it out.
They probably are doing jiu-jitsu somewhere. That's true.
Yeah.
Look. If they're anything like me, they'll have heard it and forgotten 20 minutes anyway.
That's exactly.
Yeah. Uh oh,
that's pretty easy.
Oh, here we go.
Jesus,
is that Shaza, my best friend, Shaza McKenzie?
Oh my god, bestie!
How's it going?
I see. Everyone wants to fight you now. Because I thought everyone wants to fight you.
Everybody wants those like 2 million views that our clips did. Look at that.
Do you still get notifications every single day?
Every day of my
life. It's been 3 months.
Big numbers.
Listen, I'm here to drop some notifications. I know Lainey Luck is a great performer. And sure, maybe she's beaten you almost literally every time you guys have wrestled.
Like one time I beat her.
But you know what happened on April 30th, 2023? Shaza McKenzie beat Lainey Luck. That was mere weeks after I showed up and hit her with a DDT at Black Label Pro.
Did I not
send to her that your DDT convert, like transferred your skills to me, and therefore I was able to beat Lainey. Is that what you're claiming?
Yes.
Is that also why I was able to beat you?
Sean, that you would be me? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, that
man, Sean. Yeah. Sean, are you saying you're going to beat
Lainey? Is that what you're getting?
You want to fight Lainey?
Yeah. Listen, I just want to say I'm very humble. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm very humble.
That is true.
Super humble.
Yeah. Like, I mean, to even be mentioned in this conversation is just so utterly humbling. So I just thank you guys.
Were you just watching backstage and waiting for someone to say your name?
Did somebody say my name before I showed up?
I think I said your name at some point, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like Beetlejuice. Yeah, that's what happens.
We might have hit the quota, actually. Yeah.
I'm like Beetlejuice is really funny. Sean Rossap is like Beetlejuice, though.
In what way?
Yeah, wait.
Because sometimes Beetlejuice shows up to No Pop, too.
that ain't true. That ain't true. The deafening sound of death was louder than the pop I got at Black Label Pro last year.
I can't believe you thought that, yeah, you should go back after such a ruckus welcome you got last time.
Well, I mean, it's
the world practically my hometown. It's a short 4-hour drive away.
So it's practically my backyard.
By this point, the world seemed
to drop. That's why no one knew who you were.
I mean, I don't know if they knew who you were either.
That's fair.
No, I think Cole Radrick was... I think Cole Radrick was the only person.
They knew who Gangrel was, and that was it.
Guess who said that my Impaler DDT was really great?
I know.
Gangrel did.
I know. You've told me like 20 times. So ridiculous, dude.
I'm just saying.
I'm proud of you.
Are you?
Wow,
we've
come a long way. Shaz is proud of SRS.
I am proud of him.
I'm angling to manage Shaza next week at Monster Factory Pro Wrestling.
Okay.
Have you actually contacted them, or did you just tweet?
They may have contacted me, and I may or may not be working an angle now, unbeknownst to you. But hey, listen.
Beknownst now?
Wait.
It's pretty beknownst at this point now.
I believe in you, Shaza. Never mind that Mimi is already more successful than you and is a reality star and is much younger than you. I believe in you.
What is going on, Sean?
She gave it up and then you just flipped it.
Do you not remember what happened in December? I'll find the Nintendo sticks.
I just said it. I believed in you.
You can't come on here during Women's History Month and try to pit some women against each other, bro.
No! I'm not pitying. I would never.
We're not going to let you start this.
Mm-mm. Yeah. It's crazy, Sean. Women says it's March, dude.
Yeah.
I just said that
April. Come back in April.
Yeah. We can
right now.
Try this next month.
Crazy.
I just feel like I was very supportive of you. And then just out of nowhere, you tried to make this a thing that
that's
it wasn't.
Not what happened. That's you said really mean things.
Yeah.
Do you understand what words are and mean words?
To change the subject, we've got a Ring of Honor star here, right?
Accountability. Takes some accountability, right. Sean Rossap. Ridiculous. Yeah,
why are you all taking attention away from the talent that is here? The one, specifically the one that hasn't said anything negative about me yet.
Maya, don't.
How do you feel about Sean Rossap, Maya?
On his side.
Let's talk more about Maya and less about Sean Rossap. I mean, how about that?
I'm not a Ring of Honor star, but hi.
I mean,
she is a Ring of Honor star.
Ring of Honor star.
Claim it, baby.
Claim it.
Ring of Honor logo. Nobody
can take that away from you.
I just want to say something to Sean Ross because I don't think you know me, but for like the longest, you have me blocked. But it's nice to.
Oh, I would like. Wow. Let's see what she did.
Oh, damn.
Let's see what she did.
I know what I did, but listen, we're in 2024 now, so we don't have to talk about it.
What'd you do? Funny. Give us a story.
What happened, Maya? You got it. You said it. What'd you do?
This is embarrassing, guys. I can't. I literally can't.
I want to hear this because, see, they always know there's a reason. There's always a reason.
Every time, Sean.
When I was like not even wrestling yet, probably like 2017, 2018, I was a fan. And I was subscribed to Fightful. You would post the Raw things, and I think I like did something, and then you just, you know, you're like block.
Did something is pretty vague.
Did he block you and then also screenshot and be like follows you? That's his favorite move.
No.
What is that something that you did, Maya?
I'm not. Guys, it's embarrassing. I'm a wrestler now. I can't tell y'all what it was.
See, I had a conversation with somebody who actually used to be a Stan account, and they messaged me from their new wrestler account, and they're like, "Hey, listen, when I was a Stan,
becoming wrestlers,
they're like, I said some pretty horrible shit, and they're like, now I'm having to kind of confront the fact that I was an asshole when I was a kid. I'm not saying you were an asshole. I'm not saying you were, but
I never said anything mean about you. I just posted like things that you said not to post.
Oh yeah, if you screenshot your stuff and then post them out, for sure. Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, that's what it was. I don't have anything bad to say. I don't.
No, that I mean, hey, all things considered, that's a pretty tame one.
2018, Maya was an OG aggregator.
So that's pretty.
It could have been worse. Omos confronted me a few months ago and said that he did subscribe to Fightful Select, but because I said that I thought that him versus Brock wasn't going to be that good, that he unsubscribed. Then what he did was he pulled up the clip from 11 months before on his phone. It took him like 6 minutes to scroll back that far. And then he showed it on the air.
Amazing. That boy's he's hurting. He took that to heart.
He did.
But see, I would never say anything like that about these three wonderful competitors that are on the screen now, especially not during Women's History Month, because I am not an asshole. But
debatable.
I mean, listen, I'm just saying that I'm heavily responsible for the fact that Shaza finally beat Lainey Luck.
I don't know if you want to keep going down this road.
Yeah.
Lainey, he's brought it up maybe three times at this point, Lainey. He keeps bringing it up. I don't know why.
I consider that.
It feels like Lainey, you want to get your ass kicked again.
Yeah. No, it's a compliment because Lainey is so good. I can't believe that I actually inspired you that much to have the ability to finally be able to beat her.
How about you? She was so mad. And that's where it came from.
The anger came from.
Haven't you ever watched Boy Meets World? That happens all the time with Mr. Feeny. He teaches a lesson, okay?
Well, it didn't stick because I still beat her again. So
then she ended up beating me again. So like,
how did you become Mr. Feeny in this?
Like SRS? 2 weeks ago now. So like,
I'm wise. That's why. Mr. Feeny's still alive. Found that out the other day. How about that one?
Mr. Feeny is.
And now I'm carrying like on his spirit.
Shaz, here, no Boy Meets World.
You didn't have
it was on TV maybe, but like I don't think it was like it wasn't as big in Australia as why are you reacting to me like that? It just wasn't I don't think it was as popular.
I mean,
you should have.
I didn't consider, you know, that Australia wasn't growing up with this world. So
no, there's a bunch of stuff that it's like different, like random TV shows. People will reference them, and I'll be like, "Yeah, no idea what you're saying."
You weren't big into like the ABC Friday night tape trading scene.
Wait,
I don't know about that.
What? No, like you weren't getting your step by step tapes.
Honestly, I wasn't tape trading sister or anything. Mm-mm. Sorry.
Are you aware that Big Van Vader is an actual character on Boy Meets World?
No.
Yeah, he played one of the characters' fathers. They went to a WWF show and helped Vader beat Jake the Snake Roberts, actually.
Yeah, Corey had to be at a dance with Topanga at the same time, too.
How could he solve such a scenario, such a
huge
a dilemma?
Huge wrestling fan, Topanga, by the way. Mm-hmm. IRL.
IRL, for real.
I think I did know that one. I did know that she was. I feel like she went to a bunch of shows or something. I don't know.
So,
you got any Topanga scoops, SRS?
I wish. I would love to interview Topanga. I almost interviewed Melissa Joan Hart one time, but unfortunately, I think that a WWE, I think maybe, I don't want to send people at the person that tweeted her and got her some hate, but she was like, I don't know if I want to do a wrestling interview after all these people just angrily tweeted me because I said I didn't like this match. So she didn't do it. So good job, weirdos. You ruined it for all of us.
Well, classic. Wrestling fans were weird on the internet to people.
That's never happened before.
Ran somebody cool off? Oh, not surprised.
You know, I think that after a year of loosely working with me, Shaza can state that there are no weirdos on the internet. There, weirdos don't exist.
Zero.
The things that people said when we were wrestling, definitely zero weird things were said about why we were wrestling and just weird shit.
Yeah.
I had a really unfortunate thing happen yesterday though, because of the amount of weirdos, like, you know, that obviously get in, you know, my replies or my messages on Twitter. I mistook somebody who, like, there was just a miscommunication and I thought they were being a weirdo and I just didn't realize the context of what they were talking about. And I was kind of a dick to them about it.
So you were the weirdo.
It happens.
Well, yeah.
Tables turned.
I was just like unnecessarily an asshole to this person because I kind of misunderstood the context of what they were talking about. And I just took them for, like, you know, one of those like random internet weirdos. So if you're that person, I'm really sorry.
Right there on the show. Good for you. Good on you.
Yeah. Accountability. That's what matters. Accountability.
Some people. You understand that, Sean?
Yeah. Take note.
When's your next match, SRS? You're going to be in a battle royal coming up?
Friday. Yeah, I'm at Black Label Pro. I'm gonna win the Big Cheese Championship in the Black Label Pro Rumble. I'm getting donations for Hosea's house here in, well, not here in Louisville, but about an hour away from Louisville. It helps women and children in crisis, and they do like a lot of nice donation drives, stuff like that. I'm wrestling next month in Jeffersonville, Indiana. And that's going to benefit the Humane Society of Washington County. So
who are you working in over there?
I'm going to just keep entering battle royals until I win one. I feel like I've got the formula down. I've written 4 long form features about the Royal Rumble. And I feel like just because
how are you going to do these matches? Like, because, like, how are you going to send your, like, message with all your ideas for this match to the other 29 people in the match?
I mean, as a shoot.
Oh, we got some curtain pulled up here.
I scripted 95% of our match. But all right, did I do good? Did I do good?
You did all right, mate.
You did. And right here, I'll hit an atomic drop.
That was the first spot I pitched. It's got over 1 million views. It worked.
Yeah.
It did work. It did work.
I laughed hysterically at that.
It worked.
I can't lie.
Let's talk more about Shaza losing to Lainey.
Okay. We can do that.
Okay. So, yeah. So, like, 2 weeks ago, she did her first V trigger. And I was down. But
I see that one. I see
and then
that.
I saw you did another V trigger this weekend. And I thought, wow, we're onto something.
Exactly. I'm on to something.
Let's go. Let's talk about the fact that Lainey has been wrestling for like a month and a half with like one arm and how insanely impressive it is. I keep the cameras around the wrong way. But
impressive or stupid? I don't know.
It's so insane. I don't think people comprehend how injured she is. Yeah. How injured you are, but like how insane
what happened here, Lainey?
To work through a dislocated elbow like that.
Yeah. A pretty severe one. My tendons are not happy, not having a good time. But, you know, eventually I will be okay, I think. I hope.
How did it happen?
I was just wrestling, doing something really simple. And we just had a little bit of a mistimed move. And I landed on my arm when it was outstretched. And you shouldn't do that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ow.
And she took 2 weeks off and then went, okay. ready to go.
I had titles to defend. I don't know what else.
And she's been having bangers though. No days off. No lazy days for Lainey. No, she's been
doing the stare.
Been out there hustling.
I've been doing my roles. I've been watching, because you know Chelsea, she wrestled with one arm basically, so I took a lot of notes from her. And
oh yeah,
all you got, I just been doing a lot of thinking about everything I can do with just one arm. That's all I think about all day.
I'll be honest, one of those title matches prompted me to change my outfit before the show because I didn't realize I had an Alley Cat shirt on.
No way.
Yeah. Wow. I was like, I can't wear an Alley Cat shirt when I got Lainey Luck on the show. No.
Come on. I still have so much love for her. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I have love for. Soliciting advice from great athletes. So, I'm doing my research here. I see a couple matches. Freelance, May 12th, 2023. The Freelance Rumble. Then March 29th of 2019, the 30-woman Rise of the Contenders Rumble. So I'm entering a Rumble I'm entering a Rumble this Friday. I don't know why I'd be asking you all for advice. Neither one of you won either one of these. But
didn't I just win a Royal
Rumble? I was like,
or no, wait, I was the second to last one.
We didn't win it, but the Rise of the Contenders Rumble is such a throwback. That's like, my brain just went, what are you talking about?
There's like the level of talent in here is fucking wild, to be honest.
Yeah, all the people that are like signed now that were in that Rumble.
Let's not also forget, because I did literally just watch this on someone else's stream last night, but Shaza was also in the clusterfuck at Spring Break 3.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
I think I was in that.
I mean, no, that you were at the clusterfuck.
Spring Break 3.
Okay.
Yeah. I wasn't in the clusterfuck at Spring Break 3.
True. You invaded.
I was not allowed to be in it. I was not allowed in it. So I took exception to this and hit Jimmy Lloyd with a giant amount of light tubes. And then, like a month ago, he called me a little pussy bitch or whatever. And I was like, wow.
What did you do about it?
But nothing, because I don't. I mean, I think I beat him up a little bit, but then he beat me up, so I didn't do anything about it. But now everyone has a good clip of him saying Shaz McKenzie is a pussy bitch. So sure. That's great.
Amen.
This is true.
I was in a battle royal too in like 2005 SRS. I was trying to look it up on the internet here. I lost. Yeah.
Did you?
Yep, APW, Bakersfield. Yeah,
I'll nice. Find
it. Actually, let's go back to the freelance one last year. Lainey and I were in the final four. We were final four, so we got pretty far. She was final two. You were second last, weren't you?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it was you. Yeah, see?
Do y'all want to give SRS some strategy tips or like how did you get there?
Lainey, you've been in a lot of Rumbles, I see, like several.
Yeah, I've had quite a bit of experience in them. You just hold on to the bottom rope and throw a lot of punches. Hope for the best.
Hold on to the bottom rope, like straddle it, like like that, or
what could go wrong? You got the good working punch, SRS, or what? Because it's all about punches in the battle royal.
I don't work. I just shoot in there, man. Shoot. That's all I'm there to do.
Who else is in there? Because somebody's not going to like it in there.
Swoggle, I think.
Nice.
Okay.
Swoggle's in there. Puff.
How are you going to get him over the top rope? He's going to.
Puff's going to get you.
Puff wants me to interview him. Like after Cardona did the. Cardona did the "you got to pay to interview" thing, which isn't true. I've interviewed him like 8 times. Puff was like, "interview me during the match." So hopefully, the wonderful ring announcer Samira will let me borrow
that
her mic.
Sounds like the most Puff idea, honestly.
Yeah,
we love Puff. Shout out to Puff. We're here.
I guess new bestie Puff's Puff. If I'm your best friend, I got to be his as well, right?
I.
Mm-hmm.
every time I go to a show and I know Puff is going to be at the show, I bring him a Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
So I bring him a Shirley Coke. Temple.
That's sweet. Paul Burchill is in the match as well.
Oh, the pirate.
Yeah. Sorry?
Paul Burchill. Yeah. Your girl, Rachel Armstrong, Shaza.
Let's go. Mm-hmm.
I do love Rachel.
I don't know if some of these have been announced. I just know who's in it.
Wow. Scoops on air. Not even on FIFO Select.
Well, yeah. They haven't paid $5.
Sorry, yeah. Mikey.
Cole Radrick is in it.
I can't believe you would release that Cole Radrick is in this before it's public knowledge.
And maybe it is. I don't know. Trevor Outlaw, who saved our match, is...
He did save our match.
Is
well,
in it.
His girlfriend Kylie saved our match, so we stand Queen Kylie.
That's also true. There's some good people in here. I'm just not sure if they've been announced yet. But
okay.
Mainly me.
Yes. Well, good luck.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
All the best to you, Sean.
I just want to say, Lainey, good. You're not going to need any luck next time you face Shaza. Let's be real. Mm-hmm. Shaza, bestie, I'll see you next week. Hopefully, I'm managing you, cheering you. I'll bring a boomerang. I'll help you.
The factory, apparently.
I'll help you cheat.
Is that WrestleMania weekend? This thing you guys are talking about?
I didn't say I'm cheating. Who said I'm cheating?
Well, it's not. Listen. You don't have to do the dirty work. Keep your hands clean. I'll throw the boomerang. I know how now.
We'll discuss strategy later. We'll discuss strategy later when we're not airing it to the entire world.
True.
Maya, I'm glad. I'm pretty sure that I remember unblocking you actually, because I was like, why do I have this wrestler blocked? And then I looked and I was like, oh, she's good. I was like, I should probably unblock her. It's probably not good for either one of us. So,
right.
Glad that we could bury the hatchet here, and we hope to have you on Fightful Select again.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, you just dipped out real quick.
That's it. How easy is that?
That was a visit from Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it happens. Yep.
It's Fightful. He could always show up at any time, anywhere, just like Beetlejuice, just like you said.
Yep, it's got to be prepared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the statistics go up if Shaz is, you know, a guest on the show usually, but
that's true. That's true.
It is 2-for-2 now.
Let's talk a little bit about more which everyone has coming up here in the future. What are your schedules looking like? Are there some WrestleMania weekend bookings out of anybody here? Let's get into it.
Yeah.
I'm nodding my head because there's one.
I'll start. So this Friday, I will be at St. Louis Anarchy, and I will be in a four-way with Lainey Luck.
Ooh.
My camera's reversed, so I have to point the wrong way to point at her. I will be with against Lainey Luck, Matt Fitchett, and Tommy Davis. One of us is going to win. It's probably me, because why wouldn't it be me? It's always me, right?
No.
No, okay. And then I'm in Iowa for Rugged on Saturday. And then, yes, next week is WrestleMania week. Mania week, oh, my God.
I know.
And then I will have a mental breakdown while I'm there, I guess, probably. I've got Monster Factory, which apparently now Sean is managing me at.
Yep.
Love that. That's great. Cool. That'll be fun. Monster Factory, I have ICW No Holds Barred, so I have a death match. Why did I do that?
Who are you death matching against?
Tara Zepp.
Oh, nice.
It's only her second death match.
This is gonna be fun.
I was like, you know what? This is fun. Two girls just beating each other up with some glass. Easy days.
Yes.
And then Saturday I have Thrashylvania, and then TJPW versus GCW, which I'm very excited for. And then I got a bunch of weird little signings and stuff in between all that
stuff.
But I'll be around. And if I'm not at a show or doing anything, I'll probably be crying.
You got a tag match with Janai at any of those shows?
At TJ?
No. And ironically, I was like, oh, maybe at TJPW versus GCW, they'll put us in a tag match. And they put her in a tag match. I mean, I'm not complaining that I have singles. I'm fine with that.
It's a great singles match. Yes, but
yeah, I'm great. I was just like, you couldn't. It was right there.
I saw, you know, like a combat.
We tried.
USA was so good. I like that match was so much fun that I was just like, I got to see more of it. I'm
right. I was hoping. We were hoping. But yeah, so she I think she's teaming with Billy at TJPW versus GCW. Unless something changes, who knows? There's a week to go. Who knows what's going to happen, especially by the time we get to Saturday on Mania week, because everyone, you know, things happen. Yeah. That's day three of Mania week.
Totally.
People be dropping out of shows by then. That's just realistically.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Lainey, what about yourself?
Yeah, we got the Friday at Anarchy, and I'll be bopping around Mania weekend with some stuff, and Thrashylvania on Saturday against the Kirks for the first time ever, me and my mans. So we'll be the main event of that show, and I'm very much looking forward to it. I've been wanting to wrestle for a while, especially Casey, obviously. So I'm very much looking forward to it.
Big facts. Maya?
I have one whole booking Mania weekend. It's my first Mania weekend, so I'm still excited. But I'll be on For the Culture on what day is that? Oh,
that's Friday. Friday?
Yeah, it's Friday. Midnight.
Yeah, the 5th. Yeah. And then, I mean, I'm going to the Spark Joshi tryout. I'm really excited for that.
Sweet.
I'm going to do a lot of networking. So, I mean, that's basically what it's about.
No, Shaza said it best, like, there'll be people just being around is great because there'll be people dropping out, just like being seen. You'll be able to, if you're just in the space and somebody's like, oh, yeah, I remember her, you'll be able to get something good. So networking is probably the most important thing of WrestleMania weekend, honestly.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. WrestleMania weekend is just networking. Like, don't worry about what you have then. Like, it's all about building for the next, like, it's always just a process of building and building and building. Yeah, like
just being around and like having like your face around and showing up and helping out is like, that goes so far anyway. But hell yeah, it's so great to have the three of you all here. This month entirely has just been awesome. You know, like, thank you to Kristara, Sam Kelly, Melanie Havoc, Katrina Creed, Veda Scott, Nyla Rose, the three of you as well again. You know, thank you just everybody for joining us to celebrate women in wrestling this month. And, you know, let's make sure we be doing that for the other 11 months of the year now.
Yes.
Yes.
You know where to find us. You know where to find everybody else. So, you know, we will see you next week. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a great day.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.